All right, so you ready to dive in? We've got this newsletter aimed at the producers of No Agenda.
No Agenda.
Yeah, you know that long-running podcast with John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So this newsletter, it's like a window into their world, their take on things.
Interesting. What kind of things are we talking about?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Current events, some of their own behind-the-scenes stuff, even some, let's call it, insider gossip.
Sounds juicy.
Oh, it is. But right off the bat, the thing that struck me was how upfront they are about money. Like, they lay out these donation tiers, different ways to pay, even a whole push for Valentine's Day contributions.
Interesting. So they're really emphasizing the financial side of things.
Oh, yeah. It's like they're saying, hey, we're independent. We rely on you guys, the listeners.
That makes sense. Independent media often relies on direct support from their audience.
Right. And they even have these ranks like Commodore and Knighthood based on how much you donate.
Knighthood. That's a bit unusual for a podcast, isn't it?
It is. Sounds more like a medieval order or something, right?
Yeah. But I guess it speaks to the kind of community they've built. People are willing to invest in this content.
That's a good point. It's like they're saying no corporate overlords here, folks, just raw, unfiltered truth, or at least their version of it.
It doesn't make you wonder about the sustainability of that model, though, right? Can listener-funded media really compete in the long run?
That's the big question. Guess we'll see how it plays out. But let's get into some of the actual news they're talking about. First up, a claim that Trump might shut down FEMA.
Wow, okay. That's a pretty bold move, if true.
Right. And potentially a big deal, depending on how you view FINA.
Exactly. The newsletter kind of paints them as ineffective, echoing some criticisms that have been around for a while, especially after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, there were definitely issues there. But shutting down a whole federal agency, that's a huge decision.
Absolutely. It would have a ripple effect across the country.
For sure. Then they suggest that the Trump administration might launch an investigation into congressional corruption.
Congressional corruption.
Yeah, focusing on how some members have gotten really wealthy while in office.
That's interesting. I mean, it raises a lot of questions, like how do you even define corruption in that context?
Yeah, where's the line between savvy investing and something shady?
Right. And there's the potential for this to become very political.
Oh, absolutely. Could easily turn into a witch hunt targeting the opposing party.
Exactly. Okay, what else is in this newsletter?
Well, this next one is straight out of conspiracy theory territory. Congress is going to further investigate the JFK assassinate.
JFK, seriously.
Yeah, and UFOs and the Epstein list.
Wow. They're really going for it with this one.
Right. It makes you wonder, is this for real or are they just playing to their audience?
Yeah, I mean, these are topics that never really go away, do they?
They don't. But why is Congress choosing to revisit them now?
That's the question. Is there genuinely new evidence or is this a distraction tactic?
Good point. Okay, then there's a little jab at Microsoft. John C. Dvorak, one of the No Agenda hosts, is apparently going to complain about their 50th anniversary party.
Their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, he's going on about how it's being held at some depressing tech club in San Francisco.
Interesting. It's like a little offhand comment, but it makes you think, right? I mean, 50 years is a big milestone for any company, especially in tech.
It is. Maybe Dvorak's just feeling a bit nostalgic, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Like he's watching this industry he helped shape become something he doesn't quite recognize anymore.
Right, exactly. Then we get a couple of these super cryptic hints. A Saturday deadline set for the Middle East by the Trump administration.
A deadline for what?
They don't say. And an upcoming Doge announcement about finding more corruption.
Doge, as in Dogecoin.
It sounds like it. But again, no details on what corruption they're talking about.
Wow, so many questions. They're definitely keeping their audience on the edge of their seats.
Oh, yeah. It's like they're dangling these little bits of information to keep people hooked.
Smart strategy, especially if you're catering to an audience that's already into conspiracy theories and alternative narratives.
Exactly. Okay, then we get to the memes of the week, which, you know, are more than just funny internet pictures these days.
Oh, for sure. Memes have become this powerful form of social commentary.
Right, and often very satirical. This week, the ones highlighted are targeting wealthy senators,
Wealthy senators, okay.
Nancy Pelosi, and gender identity.
Interesting. It's like a window into their worldview, what they find funny or absurd.
Yeah, and these memes, especially the political ones, they can be incredibly influential.
Oh, absolutely. They can shape public opinion, even sway elections.
No doubt. And finally, the Hypocrite of the Week award goes to,
let me guess, another politician.
actually, no, it's the Guardian newspaper this time.
The Guardian, what did they do?
They're being called out for seemingly contradictory stances on having children.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's such a complex issue these days.
It is. You have concerns about overpopulation, climate change, all that. But then there's also the basic human desire to have a family.
Right. It's easy to make someone look hypocritical when you focus on just one side of the argument.
Totally. So yeah, that's a lot to digest from just one newsletter. What are your initial thoughts? Anything standing out to you?
Well, it's interesting, right? This contrast between their emphasis on independence, being free from corporate influence, and then the content itself, it's still very much focused on national politics personalities.
Yeah, it's almost like they're creating their own version of the system they're supposedly fighting against.
Right. It makes you wonder if you can truly escape those dominant narratives, even when you're building your own platform.
That's a really good point. It's like they have their own set of heroes and villains, their preferred narratives, and they're still actively seeking funding to support it all.
Yeah, it's a reminder that media, no matter who's making it, is never entirely neutral. There's always an angle, a story being told.
And that's why it's so important for everyone, the listener, to be aware of those biases,
Absolutely.
to think critically about what they're consuming.
To not just take one source at face value.
Right, and to seek out different perspectives to get the full picture.
Exactly. Don't just take their word for it, or anyone's word for it, for that matter. Do your own digging,
That's such an important message, especially these days when we're bombarded with information from all sides.
It really is. It's about being an active participant in the media landscape, not just a passive consumer.
Couldn't agree more.
It's kind of like we're peeking into this like parallel media universe,
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You see these familiar themes, the search for truth, fighting corruption, trying to make sense of it all.
Right, but it's all like filtered through their very specific lens.
Exactly. And remember, they're hitting us with these UNO-nationists throughout the whole thing.
Oh yeah, they definitely don't let you forget about supporting the cause.
Which makes you think, how do you separate fact from opinion, when it's all wrapped up in this entertaining, almost like irreverent package?
It's a good point. It's not like they're just dryly reporting the news.
No, they're definitely playing to a certain audience.
Oh, for sure. Like that whole thing about Trump shutting down FEMA, the congressional corruption investigations.
It all kind of feeds into this narrative of a broken system.
The deep state, the need for radical change, yeah.
And that resonates with a lot of people, right? People who feel disillusioned with the government, the establishment.
Right, and no agenda positions themselves as the alternative, the ones who are telling the real truth.
Classic tactic, really, builds trust and loyalty.
It's smart. Especially in this age of information overload.
People want someone to curate the news for them, to tell them what's important.
And no agenda is saying, hey, we're the ones you can trust.
Right, we'll cut through the noise for you.
And they do it in a way that's fun, engaging,
It's not preachy.
It's more like hanging out with your friends, talking about the news.
Except these friends have some pretty strong opinions.
They do, but even within their narrative, there are these interesting contradictions, right? Like, they're criticizing FEMA as ineffective, but then also suggesting Trump might be investigating congressional corruption.
Yeah, good point. It's like they want smaller government, but also want the government to crack down on certain things.
It's almost like they're acknowledging that governing is complicated.
Right, it's not black and white.
No, it's messy. And then they throw in those little cryptic hints, like that Saturday deadline for the Middle East.
Keeps you guessing.
Totally. It's like a cliffhanger in a TV show.
Tune in next week to find out what happens.
Exactly. And the memes, too, those are more than just laugh, right?
Oh, definitely. It's social commentary, often with a sharp edge.
The ones in this newsletter target wealthy senators, Nancy Pelosi.
Gender identity, even.
Yeah, it shows they're not afraid to push buttons, to be a little provocative.
Which is part of their deal, right? People are tired of the like overly cautious, politically correct tone of mainstream media.
It's like they're rebelling against that.
We'll say what others won't.
Right, but then it raises questions about responsibility, too,
Yeah, where's the line between free speech and like harmful rhetoric?
It's a tough balance. Okay, so we've talked about their fundraising, their political leanings, their use of humor.
Oh, and the suspense.
Right, but there's one more piece we need to address, the Hypocrite of the Week award.
Yes. This week it's the Guardian newspaper.
For their apparently contradictory stances on having children.
That's a loaded topic.
It is. You have concerns about overpopulation, climate change, but then also the desire to have a family.
The Guardian is probably trying to grapple with both sides of that,
I'm sure they are. It's just easy to cherry-pick statements to make someone look bad.
Exactly. And that's something we all need to be mindful of.
Especially these days when it's so easy to fall into us versus them thinking.
It's more nuanced than that, usually.
Yeah, well said. So this no agenda newsletter, it really gives us a lot to think about.
It does. Their fundraising, their politics, their sense of humor.
And how they use all of that to build a connection with their audience.
It's a reminder that even these like seemingly niche media outlets, they can reflect bigger trends.
And that we all need to be media savvy.
It's like they're showing what's possible, going independent, building your own platform.
And connecting directly with your audience, cutting out the middleman.
Right. But it also highlights how important it is to be like media literate,
Oh, totally. Don't just absorb everything you see and hear.
No, you got to be aware of the biases, the agendas, all that.
Even from sources you like or trust.
Exactly. It's not about blindly accepting or rejecting everything. It's about engaging with it, thinking critically.
Questioning assumptions, evaluating sources.
Yes. and looking for different perspectives.
It's about taking control of your own information diet.
Becoming an active participant, not just a passive consumer.
Well said. This No Agenda newsletter, it's really just one example of this larger trend.
Independent creators, building communities, finding new ways to connect.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping that future. Yeah.
Absolutely. We can support these independent voices, engage in thoughtful conversations.
Hold people accountable.
Yes. It all comes down to being more discerning about the media we consume.
Recognizing those biases, seeking out different viewpoints, forming our own opinions.
It's a journey, a constant process.
It is. And this media landscape, it's constantly shifting, evolving.
New platforms, new voices, it's a lot to keep up with.
It is. So how do we do it? How do we stay informed and engaged without getting totally overwhelmed?
That's the question, isn't it? And there's no easy answer, no one-size-fits-all solution.
No, but I think this deep dive into this No Agenda newsletter, it's given us some good tools.
Definitely. We've seen how they operate, their tactics.
Their strengths and weaknesses.
And that awareness, that critical eye, it's crucial for everyone.
Especially in this digital age. Okay, one last thing before we wrap up.
Oh, right. They highlight this specific subscription option, the lucky $33.33 a month.
Lucky $33.33.
Yeah, it's like they're playing on superstition a little bit.
Maybe even tapping into that shared belief within their community.
It's another layer of that persuasive strategy.
It's like joining a club, a secret society.
With its own rituals, its own hierarchy.
And who doesn't want to be part of something special, something exclusive?
Right. It's that feeling of belonging, of connection.
Which No Agenda clearly provides for their audience.
They've got that news, the commentary, the sense of community. It's a potent mix.
It is. So as we wrap up, what's the takeaway for the listener?
Well, I think it's a reminder that even these like seemingly niche outlets, they can give us a lot of insight
into these bigger media trends, the power dynamics at play.
And it's a call to action, really. Don't just be a passive consumer of media.
Be an active participant. Question everything.
Seek out those different perspectives. And most importantly, think for yourself.
Because ultimately, it's your mind, your worldview that's being shaped by what you consume.
So choose wisely, engage critically, and never stop questioning.
Beautifully said. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into this fascinating No Agenda newsletter.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. We've explored the world of independent media, political commentary, even meme culture.
And we've talked about how to navigate this increasingly complex media landscape.
Exactly. So until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep diving deep.